After getting engaged recently, actor Riya Sen has tied knot with her longtime boyfriend Shivam Tiwari in a hush-hush affair at Pune. The wedding was traditional Bengali one with only friends and family in attendance. Riya Sen's sister, actor Rema Sen, shared pictures from the ceremony on social media account. Matt's Maverick Anand Kumar, whose biopic starring Hrithik Roshan is being anticipated ever since its news came out, has got fans all excited once more. It is being rumored that Hrithik's Bang Bang co-star Katrina Kaif will be coming on board with her pictures with the mathematician leaked. Actor Chitrangada Singh, who had created havoc after walking out of the movie Babu Moshai Bandook Baz, now wishes the team all the best. The actor, who had earlier cited discomfort in shooting intimate scenes with Nawazuddin Siddiqui as the reason, now divulges from the topic at the event, refusing to comment on the same. Veteran actor Sridevi, who turned 54 recently, celebrated her birthday bash with family and friends. Among celebrity guests were actor Aishwarya Rai, Rani Mukherjee, Vidya Balan, Manish Malhotra, Rekha, Javed Akhtar, Farah Khan, and among others. While there have been speculations about Aishwarya Rai doing Anil Kapoor's starrer, Fanny Khan, now the reason for Rai taking up this project has been revealed. According to the sources, Aishwarya, who was once trolled for her post-pregnancy weight gain, would be doing this film as the movie sends out a message against body shaming. Actor Ashmit Patel, who has been dating actor Mehak Chahal for a while now, proposed to her and the two will be getting married soon. Ashmit shared the couple doesn't want the relationship to end and thus decided to make it something into permanent. Pop icon Miley Cyrus dropped the video of the title track of her album, Younger Now, showing off her rock chick side. The pop rock track sees Miley doing her Elvis Presley impersonation in a neon-lit 1950s rockabilly dreamscape. The full album is due for a release till September 29. Iconic Japanese manga series Death Note is getting a Hollywood makeover in horror supernatural thriller by the same name. While few elements of the 2006 series have been altered, the story premise is same majorly. Filmmaker Adam Winger talks about the series.
Well, it's about pretty much a normal high school kid who one day has a notebook fall out of the sky and... as it turns out, in this notebook, if you write someone's name down, you know what their face looks like when you're writing it, that you can control how that person dies. And so the film is kind of asking the question of, you know, what happens when you give this kind of ultimate supernatural power to a high school kid.
Veteran TV host and entertainer Bruce Frosith breathed his last after being unwell for the past few days at the age of 89. One of the highest paid personalities of the British entertainment industry, Bruce was famous for shows like Generation Game, Play Your Cards Right and The Price is Right.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.